आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग फॉर सिक्स्थ फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस एंड्स टुडे। वोटिंग टू टेक प्लेस ऑन सैटरडे। कलकत्ता हाई कोर्ट स्क्रैप्स ओबीसी सर्टिफिकेट्स अवार्डेड टू 77 कम्युनिटीज इन वेस्ट बंगाल सिंस 2010। बुद्ध पूर्णिमा बीइंग सेलिब्रेटेड अक्रॉस द कंट्री टुडे टू मार्क बर्थ एनिवर्सरी ऑफ गौतम बुद्ध। यूके प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऋषि सुनक कॉल्स अर्ली जनरल इलेक्शन ऑन जुलाई 4th। इंडियंस मेन्स टीम बीट अर्जेंटीना इन शूटआउट इन एफआईएच प्रो हॉकी लीग इन बेल्जियम। एंड इन आईपीएल क्रिकेट राजस्थान रॉयल्स एंटर्स क्वालिफायर 2 आफ्टर डिफीटिंग रॉयल चैलेंजर्स बेंगलुरु बाय 4 विकेट्स इन अहमदाबाद। एंड नाउ द न्यूज इन डिटेल। कैंपेनिंग फॉर द सिक्स्थ फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस विल एंड टुडे। 58 कंस्टिट्यूएंसीज स्प्रेड ओवर 8 स्टेट्स एंड यूनियन टेरिटरीज विल गो टू पोल्स इन दिस फेज ऑन सैटरडे। दीज इंक्लूड 8 सीट्स इन बिहार, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh and 8 in West Bengal. As many as 889 candidates are in the fray from these 58 Lok Sabha constituencies. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a party rally in Patiala town of Punjab today. Tight security arrangements have been made in and around the polo ground for this rally. More details from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi, is scheduled to reach the rally venue at around 4 p.m. His visit will give impetus to BJP's election campaign in the state. The Prime Minister will also address rallies in Gurdaspur and Jalandhar tomorrow. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mahan is trying to woo voters through roadshows in different Lok Sabha constituencies. While local leaders of Congress Party, Shiromani Akali Dal and Bahujan Samaj Party are also busy campaigning. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In the national capital, political parties are leaving no stone unturned to attract voters through roadshows, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns. Polling in Delhi will be held in the sixth phase of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections on Saturday. Today, several prominent leaders and star campaigners of BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are scheduled to hit the ground on the last day of campaign to woo the voters. Senior BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani and chief ministers of Uttarakhand and Rajasthan will hold public meetings and road shows. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address public meeting in Mangolpuri and Simapuri. AAP top leaders will also hold road shows in favour of party candidates. A report.
The national capital is expected to witness a two-way contest between BJP and AAP Congress combined. BJP is contesting on all 7 seats, while Aam Aadmi Party is contesting on 4 seats and Congress on 3. In the last 2 Lok Sabha elections, BJP had made a clean sweep by winning all the 7 seats in Delhi, and this time too, the party is leaving no stone unturned to maintain the tally. On the other hand, Congress and AAP are trying too hard to stop the BJP to register their victory in the city. Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Odisha, the high-voltage campaigning in all the 6 Lok Sabha and 42 Assembly constituencies going for polls in the 6th phase of general elections will come to an end this evening. Polling will be held in Sambalpur, Kyonjhar, Dhekanal, Puri, Bhuvaneshwar and Cuttack Lok Sabha constituencies and all the Assembly seats coming under their purview in this phase. More details on this from our correspondent.
The stage is set in the high-profile Sambalpur Lok Sabha constituency for a showdown among Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan of the BJP, BJD Organization General Secretary Pranab Prakash Das and former Sambalpur MP Nagendra Pradhan of the Congress. Puri Lok Sabha presents a formidable clash mainly between Sambit Patra of the BJP and former IPS officer Arup Patnaik representing the BJD. BJP President JP Nadda, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma are scheduled to visit Odisha today to seek votes for BJP nominees. Mr. Nadda will campaign in Karanj, Barchana, Dhamnagar and Balikuda Assembly constituencies, while Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Banapur and Mahanga. On the other hand, Odisha Chief Minister Navin Patnaik is campaigning along with BJD candidates for both Lok Sabha and Assembly constituencies, while state Congress leaders are giving their best to win the heart of the voters on the last day of campaigning. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
In Bihar, leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance and other parties are making their last-ditch efforts to woo the voters of poll-bound areas in Lok Sabha constituencies of the sixth phase. Several leaders and star campaigners are also hitting the campaign trail for the seventh phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will hold public meetings today in Areraj and Sugauli in Purvi Champaran and Pashchimi Champaran Lok Sabha constituencies. BSP President Mayawati will hold her first public meeting in Bihar today. She will address the public meeting in Buxar in support of the party candidate. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address election rallies back-to-back in parliamentary constituencies of Vaishali, Purvi Champaran, Gopalganj and Pashchimi Champaran. Lok Sabha elections for the seven seats in Delhi will be held in the sixth phase on the 25th of this month. In our constituency profile series, today we bring you a report on the North East Delhi parliamentary constituency.
The constituency of North East Delhi came into existence in 2008 after delimitation. It covers 10 assembly segments of Delhi. The dynamic political landscape of this constituency has witnessed significant shifts over the years. In 2009, Congress had its grip in the constituency. However, in the next two Lok Sabha elections in 2014 and 2019, the tide has been in favor of the BJP. In 2019, Manoj Tiwari defeated senior Congress leader and former Delhi CM Sheila Dixit from this seat. However, this time, the contest is likely to be more intense as unlike in 2019, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are contesting together. The seat is presently quite popular as the Congress has fielded former JNU Students Union President Kanhaiya Kumar against Manoj Tiwari. This constituency has a large number of migrants from Eastern UP and Bihar. Interestingly, in spite of BJP dominating the LS polls, it was the Aam Aadmi Party who won the majority of the assembly segments falling under this parliamentary constituency during the 2020 assembly polls. With Dipendra Kumar, Arpita Chaudhary, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Jammu and Kashmir, approximately 27,000 displaced Kashmiri Pandits are set to cast their votes for the Anantnag Rajouri parliamentary seat, the polls on which are scheduled to be held on May 25th. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that this seat boasts the highest number of voters among the 18 assembly constituencies in the region. To accommodate the significant number of displaced voters, 21 polling stations and 8 auxiliary centres are established in Jammu to facilitate quicker and more efficient voting for displaced individuals. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news. The Calcutta High Court has scrapped all other backward classes OBC certificates issued in West Bengal since 2010. A division bench of Justice Taupabrot Chakravarti and Rajashekhar Mantha pronounced the verdict while delivering a judgment on a PIL challenging the process of granting OBC certificates. The High Court bench termed the OBC list prepared after 2010 as illegal. The court directed that a fresh list of OBCs be prepared based on the West Bengal Commission for Backward Classes Act of 1993 by the West Bengal Commission for Backward Classes. The court, however, clarified that the order will not affect the services of citizens of the ejected classes who are already in service or have been benefited by reservation or have succeeded in any selection process of the state. The court further added that there was no interference with regard to the state government's executive orders classifying 66 classes of OBCs before 2010, as the petitions did not challenge them. Budh Purnima, marking the birth anniversary of Gautam Budh, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in many countries. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted the nation on the occasion of Budh Purnima. In her message, President Murmu said, "Lord Gautam Budh has given the message of truth, non-violence, harmony and love for humanity and all living beings." In his message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "Lord Gautam Budh's teachings offer a transformative roadmap for pursuit of a life rooted in ethical conduct, mental discipline and wisdom." British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has called an early national election on July 4th. He made the announcement outside his Downing Street office, saying now is the moment for Britain to choose its future. Voters across the United Kingdom will choose all 650 members of the House of Commons for a term of up to 5 years. The party that commands a majority in the Commons, either alone or in coalition, will form the next government and its leader will be the Prime Minister. The announcement came the same day when official figures showed inflation in the UK had fallen sharply to 2.3%, its lowest level in nearly 3 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed deep concern over the reports of the health of Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdulaziz yesterday. PM Modi has wished him a speedy recovery through a post on social media platform X. Severe heatwave conditions are very likely to continue in north and central India for the next few days. India Meteorological Department has a consistent red alert issued in the northern states of Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi for the next 3 to 4 days. More details from our correspondent.
While most parts of North India continues to reel under extreme heatwave, Delhi ICS yesterday got some respite as no heatwave conditions were observed over the national capital. Easterly winds yesterday stopped the temperature from rising further. However, IMD has forecast heatwave in the national capital today. Similar conditions are likely to continue till the next 3 to 4 days. The minimum and maximum temperatures are likely to hover around 32 and 44 degrees Celsius respectively. Arpita Chaudhary, Akash Swani News, Delhi.
In sports news now, Indian men's hockey team defeated Argentina 5-4 in shootout after both teams were locked at 2-2 at the end of regulation time in FIH Pro League match in Antwerp, Belgium. In the shootout, skipper Harmanpreet Singh and Sukhjeet Singh scored twice each, with Abhishek being the other scorer. The Indian men's team will take on host Belgium tomorrow in the European leg of the Pro League. Meanwhile, the Indian women's hockey team started their European leg of the FIH Pro League 2023-24 with a 0-5 loss to Argentina last night. And an IPL cricket eliminator match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB and Rajasthan Royals, RR, resulted in the defeat of RCB. Rajasthan Royals won by 4 wickets at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Rajasthan Royals, the winners of this match, will face Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH in second qualifier tomorrow. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. Most newspapers today lead with the news on Calcutta High Court's order on scrapping new OBC categorizations. High Court scraps Bengal OBC listings post-2010 for breach of norms, headlines the Times of India. The Hindustan Times writes, "Blow to Mamta, OBC tags for 77 groups in Bengal scrapped." With temperatures soaring high, Delhi's power demand breaking all records. The Delhi Tribune informs, amid intense heat wave, Delhi power demand hits record high of 8,000 megawatt. At 30.9 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature highest for May in 6 years, writes the Hindustan Times. The Hindu on its front page reports, Ireland, Norway and Spain set to formally recognize Palestine. And finally, under the caption, "Going global, smartphones now India's fourth largest export item," writes the Business Standard. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections ends today. Voting to take place on Saturday. Calcutta High Court scraps OBC certificates awarded to 77 communities in West Bengal since 2010. Budh Purnima being celebrated across the country today to mark birth anniversary of Gautam Budh. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak calls early general election on July 4th. India's men's team beat Argentina in shootout in FIH Pro Hockey League in Belgium. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals enters qualifier 2 after defeating Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 4 wickets in Ahmedabad. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.